Stand up for prayer, please. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, the name, make us worthy to pray to you. Thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our the kingdom, the power, forever. Amen. We welcome Hani Morris Abdel Messiah. Hani came to you 2 weeks ago. He gave an Arabic sermon, the liturgy, and today in English. Last week also, he attended a meeting with the youth, and he gave a talk about relationship between the 7 days of creation and the 7 words of the Lord on the cross. I think today he will speak about something from the Old Testament. He organized with Ramiz, where is Ramiz? Yeah. I think he organized with Ramiz about the subject. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen.
From Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid. Be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Today we will talk about Joshua as a symbol of servant and how he faced a lot of war and his success, and he can or he could destroy all the people or other people. First of all, to know in first who is Moses. He's a servant, a good servant. He led the Israeli people, and he arrived only to the Jordan. And after this, he leads the people. God said to him, okay, thank you very much now. And now it's okay. Another one, he will take the lead. And Moses asked, okay, my God, who can lead my people? Sorry, it's your people. And first he said, yeah, my people. And after this, no, 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 it's your people. Who li-? He, then God answered, it's my people. I will choose the best. For sure, the best is strong, like Moses. He should be, okay, have talents. No. The servant, God work in the poor man, in the poor servant. Even I have any talent, it's okay, no problem. God will work. That's why he asked to, God asked Moses to choose one of the people, and he told him, okay, choose, I need Joshua, and I need Joshua who will serve me and who will lead my people. Okay, he obey, and okay, I will give him the lead, for sure. And what happened exactly? They choose Joshua to be the servant, we can say, and to lead the people after Moses. Like, why? This is a question. Why God chose Joshua in this time? Why he chose him? A lot of things. It's like the same one from the New Testament when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me, Peter? Do you love me? Peter answered, yes, I love you. Okay, feed my lambs. Really? If I love you, I can lead your lambs? It's a one point from many points, but do you love me? Really, do you love me? Okay, you can lead now. You can lead all my lambs. You can lead now my people. That's why, first of all, if I need to serve a people or that I serve my kids, I need first to have a relationship between me and between God, between Jesus. After this, it's very important to have to love. I hear before that if you need to measure your love to God, you have to know how much time you spend with God. That's why, first of all, God, so that Joshua love him, and the same Moses, so that Joshua love God. That's why they choose this one, Joshua. Then Joshua was a disciple. Why? We can say God, in first of all, what he did, he tried to prepare Joshua to be the lead, to lead the people, the leader of the people. How he prepared them? First of all, Joshua was born first in Egypt. And he lived with all the people and know everything about the people, about his people. And this is the same what we need to do as a servant. I need to live with my kids. I need to know their needs, their requirements, their developments. I have to be with them. I cannot serve the kids, and we have a gap between me and between the kids. That's why it's very important. That's why God prepared Joshua. And he told him, okay, yes, now you are ready. You live with my people and you know them very well. This first of all. The second, he was a disciple of Moses. He learned everything from Moses. For example, they have a war with, Moses have a war with Amalek. And Joshua was fighting. And after this, he was looking to Moses on the other side on a small mountain. He saw Moses raise his hand like this all the time. And he learned that any time you have trouble, you have problem, you have anything inside the church or outside for sure, or in the service, you have to raise your hand in front of God and pray. We cannot do anything else. Okay, we will talking, we will have a discussion, we open a discussion, and but after this, maybe it will not be solved. Impossible. We have to raise our hand, and after this, we have to pray to God. Can you help us? It's okay. That's why he learned. Another thing, he was a disciple, and he learned from Moses this point. Another point, he was very patient with all the people. Very patient, too patient with the people. And after this, the problem that, okay, he's ready. And God told Joshua, now you are ready, I prepare you, and now you can take all my people and go over Jordan. Like this, we can read, I can read this one from here. You are ready now, and you can go over Jordan. Over Jordan to where? To Canaan. The problem that in 40 years, Moses and all the people was, okay, lost in Sinai. And after this, they arrive to Jordan, and God said to Joshua, take my people and go over Jordan, and you will go to Canaan. Canaan is the symbol of the heaven, and we are the same as our servants, or as servants. We will take our kids and go over Jordan, the world, and we will take all our kids to the heaven. And this is the same as the servant. We have to look to our target. We have a target. We have a goal to in the service. We have to look to the heaven, and we will take our kids to the heaven together. Again, together. All. Not the kids only, or not the servant only. No. All should go to the heaven by the end. I think that, okay, I can imagine when someone of us in a paradise, and he will meet the kids with him. Oh my kids, how are you now today? It's good. Yes. Thank you very much, my servant. You are so good because we are together now in the heaven. We have to imagine this. We have to look to this. That's why this is a symbol from Joshua. It's the same symbol. Joshua took the people over Jordan, and now he will go to Canaan. And the same, we will take our kids to go to the paradise or the heaven. And during, Joshua think about, oh my God, okay, I cannot do it. What? I prepared you, you are ready now, and okay, everything, you learned everything from Moses. Why you said to me like this? Why you said I cannot? No, why? Okay, I have to be like Moses, and it's impossible. Moses is a strong man. Moses talked to you all the time. I never do this. No, I cannot serve. And a lot of people said this. Okay, sorry, I cannot serve because I have some many problems. I have a lot of problems in my life, and I'm a sinner. Really? You cannot serve? No, I cannot serve. No. That's why he received a message direct from God. No. Be strong. First war, maybe face servant, is like a self-weakness. It's like, okay, I'm a sinner, I have a problem, I couldn't, I have a talent. No, don't worry. Don't worry. God will work on you. Don't worry about it. This is first one. The second one. Jericho. This is the biggest fence wall from outside. When Joshua and the people, they were looking to Jericho, oh my God, how we can destroy this? We cannot. It's impossible. No, it's possible with Jesus. Jericho here is a symbol of war, our society. We have a lot of problems, or we have a lot of challenges here in our societies, or our societies here, and we have to fight this. But we cannot defy it by ourselves, by our earthly mind. No, only God asked the people and asked Joshua, okay, go and make around, make like a tour around the fence of Jericho, and you will find and you will have the result. After 7 times, all the fence and the wall are destroyed. Only the way to destroy this world or destroy this society, you can say, only with the prayers. If we cannot pray, if we will not put the problems on the altar, if we will not pray in the night and to remember all my kids and remember that they have a challenges, they have a problem in their life, we will not destroy Jericho. It's impossible. And another thing, it's in Jericho, it's not only for the kids, also for us. For example, okay, I'm very busy. Devil convinced me that, okay, you are very busy, you have your work, you have a lot of things to do, and I think that you have a kids, maybe you have you have a wife, you have a home, you have to buy a new home, you have a new house, a new car. And devil convince you that you are very busy, and you are busy really with our world here. And you forget the service. And this is another war that maybe it is not only a challenge for kids, it is another challenge for servants, that maybe they will face a lot of problem or a lot of we are busy with something in the world. That's why it's very important to destroy first, destroy these fences. Another point, it's a pleasures and lusts. What happened here exactly? After they destroy Jericho, there is like a small country named Ai. It's only very, very too small, and okay, comparison with Jericho, it's nothing. That's why, okay, Joshua, he did like this. I will take only 3,000 soldiers, and I will go to fight this one, to fight this country, and only in 1 hour. Only 1 hour. They couldn't go to Ai. And they have a problems. What happened, my guys? Or that's why what happened exactly here? Joshua, he like this. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face. God said, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. When we are looking to the pleasures and take the pleasures, sometimes the pleasures take the place of God. Like sometimes you love me or you love money. You love me or you love more your job. you love me or you love more your family. Oh, for sure I love my family. Yeah, but I can manage your family. But I need a servant to serve my people. I need servant to serve my kids. That's why sometimes we have some pleasures and lusts we have in our life can, I don't know, we can say like an obstacles, like a blocks between me and between the to serve, between me and between services. This is very important also. That's why he defeated. And what happened after? You know what happened here in this story? One guy is named Akan, and he took some gold and some money from Jericho, and the commandments from God that nobody take anything from Jericho. Guys, take care. Nothing to take from Jericho. No money, no gold, nothing. And Achan, what happened? He took some gold from Jericho. That's why that happened. They defeated in Ai. And after this, when they tried to go again another time to fight Ai, what happened exactly? God said to the people, put your eyes only on Joshua. It's a symbol again to the servant, like a message to the servant. If you need go through or go inside or go like you can live inside this society or inside this world, you have to put your eyes and look to Jesus. Joshua, Jesus. Take care about this one and you will success. Very important point we can say here, like the great enemy of Christianity is like a cult of comfort. This is point very important. Take care of the cult of comfort that we have. Okay, like a lazy. We need to be lazy. I okay. No. Today we have a servant. Okay, we have Sunday school. Okay. It's too much. I attend the liturgy and Sunday school again. No, I can't. No, sorry. I will excuse and I will like call another servant. Can you take the lead in the topic today? I couldn't. No. Why? No, I'm too tired. I'm so tired. And this is another one, another problem that maybe face the servant. And last point. Here's from Joshua 24. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I need that we have to build like a small church in the house. In your house, we have to like a small part in your house as a church. You and wife, even we have no wife, no have kids alone. But if you have a wife and you have a kid, we have to find or define small time to pray to God, to pray to Jesus, to pray to him and to make a relationship with him. Then, in this case, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll find that all the people, even the kids, the small kids, he can also be a witness. Like he is very cute and he can say, oh, my father, and he can say some alhan, and he can say, I don't know, he can pray alone, and oh my God, okay, he's so cute, he can pray, yeah, he pray alone. He like a witness to others, even the kids. That's why here it's written in Joshua 24, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's very important that to build a small church inside the house and we will proclaim outside. last point here, it's like take care about also another problem is the separation from God's people. Sometimes we have some friends from outside church. Yeah, for sure we have friends from outside. But I didn't need that we cannot to be involved more and more in our life. They can be more involved in our life, and it's not right, because these people like pull us out from spiritual life, and we will pull ourselves from the service. And this is a very important point also. The separation from God coming sometimes from our friends outside. And finally, I will hear my God say like this, "For thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. I will go to between the hands of my God, and he will ask me about my kids. Okay, you have 12, and I don't know where they are now. He will ask me about my kids. He will ask me about what I did with them. He will ask me, do you serve good last time, or did you serve these kids or no? He will seek them out. This is also another goal or another point. We have to look to this point all the time. We will meet our Father, our God, and he will ask me later on their sheep or their sheep. Thank you very much. I tried to to be tight and small. I don't know if you have any question. I don't know. Thank you. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Thanks, Hani. It was very inspiring to tabulate the characteristics of Joshua as a servant and the characteristics of him and his way and his principles in service. And it will leave us with how we as servants categorize the importance and ranking of who is number one, number two, number three, number four? God, family, job, service. How you categorize this in ranking? Number one is God, for sure. Number two is what? You think? Huh? Family, number two is family. Everybody agree to that? Number three is what? Job or service? Job, raise hands. Service? If you don't, you see, that is probably what I needed to get into it. To serve, you need to be satisfied as well in your job, and you have to have a job. And then you can say the service, we can leave it as just a kind of like auxiliary to complete my life just to serve. No. The essence of if you coming and love God from your heart and really showing your good relationship with him, your obedience to him as Joshua has done when he discovered himself to lead the people. He just obeyed. He didn't ask himself, do I have the qualifications to do this? No, he didn't, but he obeyed. So the love to God will lead you to be peaceful in your family, to reflect that love to God into your family. And when you are happy in your family, you will be happy in your, you will not lose your job. You will be successful in your job. Unless something came and whatever actually and told you, okay, go, you are no longer needed or whatever, but you, God will arrange something for you. I'm sure that he will arrange something for you for the job. And this, having satisfied all of this, actually, your service would be kind of like an extrapolation to that sequence of starting from loving God. So I just needed to go ahead, Makro. The service is the general service. I'm here and world. I'm serving the world. I am serving my fellow friend or my fellow acquaintance in my work. I am everywhere. I am the good example of the good Christian and the good reflection of my relationship to God. So the service is not really confined to service in your Sunday school, but for sure, as part of our Sunday school servants, it is part of our general service. And your reflection as a good example to the child or to the student in the high school, for example, or in anywhere, your example is a more reflective of your good relationship with the Lord. They see God in you, they will be automatically be part of God's family and God's good soldiers. I'm not just commenting, but Magid. Sam, Ahli Beto. Saint Paul. دخلنا في الجامعة. There is no separation. I feel the servant is a love to God that would reflect into your family, reflect into your surroundings, in the job, in the employments, would reflect in the church, would reflect in everything. The source is God. So no matter what, any of these things will be successful. I don't see a real person who is faithful to God and faithful in his love to the Lord, and he is not successful in any of those. I really doubt it. So we start always with our good relationship with the Lord. Thank you so much for the day. Thanks for Hani coming for that reason. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. O Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything you're giving to us. We thank you, Lord, that you arrange our life according to your mercy and according to your great plan. We feel enriched when we are in front of you in the church. we feel that you are our Lord, our Father, our Good Shepherd. We feel you are the servant, the real servant who came and sacrificed himself for us. We need, O Lord, to learn, and we need to enrich our relationship with you as the important thing in our life. We ask, O Lord, to guide us all as servants, and to give you, O Lord, the little that we have. We offer the little, and you bless it, and it multiplies, as you did with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. We ask you, Lord, to bless this gathering and to bless all the plans for everyone. Help all those who are coming into exams. Help our children who just went away now home, hopefully carrying the message of Christ in their hearts. We ask you, Lord, to help us all and hear us through the prayer of Saint Mary and the blessings of the Lent fasting when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord, thy in the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever.